Well, this evening we are singing in Psalm number 17. Let us sing verses 1 to 4. Psalm 17, 1 to 4. Join together in prayer. Our great God and Heavenly Father, we are glad to read the scriptures again this evening, to be reminded of some serious and solemn truths from the scriptures, from the very lips of Jesus Christ himself, as he makes pronouncements concerning our human condition and concerning his coming into the world and the significance of that great event. We give thanks, Heavenly Father, that in the Gospel there is not only a message of grace but a message of peace, and a message which rings down through the ages, unchangeable in its promises, in its foundations, and in the consequences in the lives of those who believe in him, and the consequences in the lives of those who reject him. And in these days, our gracious God, in which we see turbulence and tension such as have not been seen for some considerable time, at least in our experience, we recognize that the gospel is the ultimate and indeed the only hope for this world. And the scripture rings true every day, but especially at certain times, concerning the human condition, the way of peace they do not know. And so we are glad, Heavenly Father, to be exposed to the gospel and to be able to remember that the message of Christ is meant to be taken seriously, and it is meant to be taken seriously by sinners in their need of salvation, and by the saints also in their need of instruction and stability, because far too often we are impressed by the world, impressed by its promises and impressed by its problems. And so often, Heavenly Father, we are deviated away, in a sense, from the priorities of the gospel, and we perhaps be taken up, perhaps with fear and uncertainty for the future, as we see unrest. And so we pray that we would have no fears. Our Lord Jesus Christ has reminded us that in the world we will have tribulation. He has reminded us that before he comes again, the world will be in tribulation, that there will be wars and rumours of wars, dissension among the nations, men's hearts failing for fear, that there will be natural disasters, there will be earthquakes, and there will be all kinds of eruptions, and there will be man-made disasters, troubles of our own making, because of a whole variety of reasons, but the one reason is that we do not know God and do not know Christ and have no desire to know him. And we imagine, Lord, that we can sort our own problems, and we cannot control ourselves. The problems are the problems of human nature, and every heart is afflicted. We confess, Heavenly Father, that we too have shared in the sins of the world. Sometimes we have turned a blind eye to people in need. Perhaps unconsciously we have sowed dissension and sown seeds of resentment. Perhaps even sown seeds of poverty by our own prosperity and our selfish living. We have indulged ourselves, and we have grown accustomed to cozy living, and we have grown accustomed to cozy religion, and we have become accustomed to a Christianity that costs us nothing, in which we pleasantly go through ritualism and traditionalism, and the gospel is a sweet and a pleasant sound to us. But we recognize that in so many ears and hearts it is meaningless, and criticism comes easily to us, and commendation and support is not so forthcoming. We give thanks that our salvation does not depend upon our faithfulness to God, but it depends upon God's faithfulness to us and our Lord Jesus Christ's promise and final statement that he gives to his people eternal life, and that they shall never perish, and nobody shall ever pluck them out of his hand. We are conscious, our Heavenly Father, that sometimes we need to have a good self-examination. As the Apostle Paul reminds the Corinthians, examine ourselves to see whether we are in fact in the faith, lest we be reprobates and cast away. How easy we are deceived. Ever since our first parents, O Lord, listened to the deceptive wiles of the serpent, we have been the children of Adam and the children of Eve, and easily led astray. Our hearts are prone to listen to lies, and we deceive nobody more easily than ourselves. We confess that our condition is hopeless. Left to ourselves, we cannot change ourselves, we cannot change society, we cannot change other people's attitudes, but we can look unto the Lord to be changed, and we can preach the great need of transformation, the new birth, and the nature of that new birth and the consequences and the blessings that follow. And if men listen and believe our word, then we rejoice. And if they do not believe our word, we rejoice that we have spoken it. And we leave the issue with God. So as we gather around the scriptures again this evening, our great Heavenly Father, we do so in the confidence that thy word is truth, that the saints of God are sanctified by the truth, that the church of God, even in those days of isolationism, when we do not see each other or gather together as once we were wont to do and took it for granted that we would do so, that even in these days of separation, yet the church is bound together by the preaching of the word. And just as faith begins with the preaching of the word, so it continues and grows, and the church is held together by the proclamation of the truth of Christ. As the Lord said to Peter on his great confession, I will build my church upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will never prevail against it. And so, Heavenly Father, we have this confidence that if we cleave to the word, we cleave to the God of the word. And in cleaving to that God and that word, we invisibly and in fellowship cleave one to another who share in that word. And so as we gather here again, help us to be thankful that we have the word, that we have the technology and the means, and that there are these services online. And those who listen in, we pray a blessing upon them. And those who visit us for the first time, we pray for them to receive the blessing of God also. The gospel is meant to bring blessing, not cursing. It is a message of grace, not of wrath. And so, Heavenly Father, help us to worship now in the beauty of holiness and in the peace of God, which passes all understanding. And so we pray this for the glory of God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We're going to read in John chapter 3. We're going to read first of all at the end of chapter 2, in John's Gospel chapter 2 at verse 23, and then we'll read from verse 22 to the end of the chapter 3. John chapter 2 at verse 23. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men. And he needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. And then in chapter 3 in John's Gospel, at verse number 22, after these things, Jesus came and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing at Ain and near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized, for John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizes, and all men come to him. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that has the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that comes from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaks of the earth. he that comes from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, that he testifies. And no man receives his testimony. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God hath sent speaks the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loves the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth in the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. And once again, we remind you of the notices and the services on the next Lord's Day, 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. And the closure continues for a couple of weeks for us. And we hope to be back gathering together on the 1st of July, Wednesday the 1st of July at 7 p.m. Of course, health restrictions will still be observed. And we will see, under the present circumstances, whether in fact we are able to gather together again on that date. But that's how it stands at the present time. So we'll keep you informed as best we can concerning these things. And as always, we welcome visitors to our website, and we pray God's blessing upon you and we together as we try to worship under his word. Well, we sing now to God's praise and glory in Psalm 17, continuing in the Psalm 17, verses 5 to 9.